You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If you had to choose the most memorable element of New Year's Eve in Times Square, what would it be? The countdown? The ball drop? No, I think we all know. It's actually the confetti. Tonight will be the 24th consecutive time that Treb Heining will be in charge of the colored bits of paper that swirl into the sky at midnight. That's when he and 120 so-called dispersal engineers, most of them volunteers, will toss 3,000 pounds of the stuff off of 8 city buildings. In this profile produced for us by Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, Heining explains how he pulls off the biggest night of the year.
I always joke that we're the largest group of sober people at 1201 in New York. About 10 minutes before I say open the boxes, get everything ready, just becomes very electric outside. The excitement level from the crowd, the anticipation, you can feel it, you can cut it with a knife. The ball is always the star, always will be. We are the window dressing or the icing on the cake. When you hit that minute, then the ball is coming down.
The ball has begun its descent.
Our cue is about 20 seconds before. We don't want the confetti to be starting at midnight. We want it already in the air. I'm watching the clock countdown.
36 seconds.
Radio check. Everybody stand by. Stand by. Everybody standing by. Everybody ready.
30 seconds.
My heart is in my throat. I'm pacing, watching. Finally, I stop, and I very calmly then say, go confetti. And then I take my radio off, and I join in. It's a very violent act. You can get out all your aggressions from the year in one or two minutes. If you've done it right, you usually have confetti arm the next day. You're a little bit sore because you're using muscles that you haven't probably used before, you know. The confetti in the vortex of Times Square spins around. It becomes a literal blizzard within seconds. A lot of it goes down, but a lot of it goes up. All of a sudden, old Lang Syne kicks in. It's this euphoric feeling, and I can't put it into words. It's like a childlike thing. There's something that plays upon the soul. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about it. It's just, why would you want to do anything else on New Year's Eve, you know?